Welcome back to Current State from WKAR News, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm WKAR Digital News Director Reginald Hardwick. Although Michigan State University graduated its first black woman in 1907, many colleges did not allow African Americans to even register until the 1960s. So it was up to dozens of historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, to train future teachers, doctors, lawyers, and other professionals from after slavery until today. A new documentary premieres Monday at 9 p.m. on WKAR TV 23. It's called Tell Them We Are Rising, the story of black colleges and universities. And here's a little bit of the trailer.
Laws existed that prevented African Americans from learning how to read.
Who gonna control our education? Who we gonna let white folks control it, or black people?
Despite the violence and intimidation, the black colleges survived. Black people were in charge.
If you come here, you will find something you won't find anyplace else.
My next two guests are Detroit natives who attended HBCUs. Nikki Taylor attended Grambling State University. She joins us via Skype. Thank you for joining us on Current State, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And joining us on the phone is Io Thomas, who attended Fisk University in Tennessee and is currently pursuing a master's degree at MSU. Thank you for joining us, Io.
Thank you for having me.
Nikki, I want to ask you first, what led you to pursue going to an HBCU as opposed to staying right here in state?
Well, initially, what sparked my interest in historically black colleges and universities was a show titled A Different World. Quite honestly, it aired after The Cosby Show on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. And that was my first introduction to Hillman College, which is a fictional college. But it really gave me some insight and the initial and foundational knowledge of historically black colleges and universities. So that, coupled with the fact that my high school years were not enjoyable by any stretch of the imagination, I was bullied very badly. And looking back, that was one of the, if I had a reason, 1A and 1B, those would be the two reasons. I wanted to get as far away from the student population where I had went to high school, and choosing a historically black college or university, I knew I would be going south. So one, I wanted to attend, and two, I wanted to get far, far away.
How about you, Io?
Well, for me, I come from a family of HBCU graduates, so it was almost a natural decision for me. And of course, there are no HBCUs in the Michigan area, but I was also interested in the change of scenery and a change of climate, if you will. So I began to look at schools in other places, and actually for Fisk specifically, really quickly, I filled out a common application, and then I started getting mail from them. But it was my experience with the alumni that really made the decision for me.
So, Nikki, when you talk to people and you say you graduated from an HBCU, what are the kind of questions that you get and some of the myths that you have to dispel?
So oftentimes I either get someone who knows who Eddie Robinson was, one of the winningest coaches in football collegiate history, not just HBCU history, but his historical wins ended at 408. So if you love the sport of football, especially college football, that's usually where people tie in Grambling State University directly with Coach Eddie Robinson. And if you are not a football fan, I am often left to answer questions about where it's located. Why did you go so far away from school? Did you feel like you got an adequate education? Things that you would think a person that had some sort of common sense would not ask, since the university is accredited.
How about you, Io? How do you educate folks in the sense when they kind of throw to you an awkward question or even just want to learn out of curiosity?
My greatest asset has been just sharing my experience, talking about what I've done with the information that I gained and was afforded to me through my education at Fisk. And so I start with that. I also then like to share different things that are unexpected that people may not realize have been impacted by Fisk and graduates of Fisk since our founding 151 years ago.
What some may not know is that Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall graduated from an HBCU. Here's another portion from the documentary, Tell Them We Are Rising.
Thurgood Marshall was widely regarded to be someone who had a big personality. and someone who could persuade people by charm. These are some of the raw skills that Charles Hamilton Houston took and refined and turned into one of the most significant lawyers of our generation.
Shortly after Thurgood Marshall graduates from Howard Law School, he and Dean Houston take a road trip, and they head into the recesses of the Deep South.
This segment of the documentary goes on to explain how restructuring the Howard Law School led to the landmark Brown versus Board of Education case that desegregated schools. So let's turn back to our two Detroit natives who attended historically black colleges or universities, Nikki Taylor and Io Thomas. Nikki, what was your impression of the documentary?
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was, first of all, a lot of the film footage that was used for the documentary has never been seen before. So to know that there is this type of information that was not only found, but found and put so impactfully into a documentary was just very moving to me. They talked about, they addressed everything from why HBCUs were founded and kind of carried that story up through the 80s. I enjoyed the fact that the film, I felt as if it was left open-ended so that someone else can maybe come along and pick up the documentary or something similar from the 90s up into where we are now. So I enjoyed the historical information. Some of the information that was presented, I was very aware of. But one of the facts that struck me awe was the students who protested or sat in at the Woolworth lunch counters. I had no idea that those students were from North Carolina A&T.
Many HBCU graduates are asked about racial diversity on campus. In a Pew Research Center report last year, 17% of students at these universities are white, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American. But our Detroit native HBCU grads, Nikki Taylor and Io Thomas, also told me that HBCUs display something rarely talked about, the wide diversity within the African American community.
All Black people are not the same. So while we may all be from the same race, we all come from different cultural experiences and makeup. So Black people in Detroit are not the same as Black people maybe in Mississippi, Black people may have different cultural experiences from someone who's from Compton, California, and so on and so forth. So you'll have a very huge melting pot of same race of people, but just a different experience. And so within that, you will also find students of other races. So anyone is welcome.
I'll say absolutely that the idea of diversity goes far beyond the demographic check boxes that we're used to in mainstream. So the idea that somehow Black culture is homogenous is absolutely false, as would be the same for any group of people and for any culture. So I would say that's absolutely the first thing that I am reminded of when I think of my time on campus.
And with that, I want to thank our guests, HBCU grads Nikki Taylor and Io Thomas. Taylor graduated from Grambling State University and organizes the HBCU Detroit chapter.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Thomas graduated from Fisk University in Nashville and is also pursuing a graduate degree from MSU.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And again, the Indy Lens presentation of Tell Them We Are Rising, the story of Black colleges and universities, airs Monday night at 9 o'clock on WKAR-TV 23 here in the Capital Region.